All right. I'm just going to read a few scriptures and maybe share a few thoughts that I had about them. And hopefully, you'll be able to get something out of it. I feel like my thoughts are kind of scattered this morning, but I'm going to start in Matthew 19, verse 21. I think it is. This is here, right here in the middle of this account about the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life, or that I may have eternal life? And most of you are probably familiar with the story, but I'm just going to read this verse here. What Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. This young man had a lot of possessions. He owned a lot of things, and he couldn't lay them down. He couldn't sell them in order to follow Jesus. He wouldn't let go of them. Now, if you're like me and a lot of other people that I've talked to, you've thought a lot about what does this mean. Like, obviously, this was something he was saying directly to this young ruler. But what does this mean? Like, it's written for our benefit. And as well, there's a verse in Luke 12:33. Those of us who have decided to put our faith in Christ and to follow him and believe that what that means is to obey him, to make him Lord of our lives, are trying to figure out what he's telling us, because we want to put these things into practice in our life. And so that's why we talk about these things. What is he saying here? What does it mean for me? How should this look practically in my life? In Luke 12, he says something similar in a more, not as specifically to one person. He says, Luke 12:33, sell what you have. Well, maybe I'll just read. If I start going back to see how far back I should start, I should maybe go quite a bit. I'll just start in 31. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Before that, he's talking about not being anxious about where food and clothing is going to come from. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves in money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Some of the thoughts I was thinking about was based on some things that some of you might know. Brother Mike Atnip, when he spent some time with us in Florida, And one Sunday morning, he was sharing some thoughts that he had about this. And he was kind of tying it to this idea that we find if we read, first read Matthew 10, just read it's where he's sending out the 12 apostles, and he names them, and then he says that he commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, do not enter a city of the Samaritans. And then in verse 9, he says, provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Here Jesus sent out his 12 disciples, and he told them not to take anything to... Not an extra set of clothes, no sandals. I suppose that means they were barefoot. Unless it meant not an extra set. I think it probably meant they had no sandals, they had no staff, they had no stick. They didn't take any extra money along. And then if we go to Luke, now he's talking to the disciples, Peter kind of specifically, but to the disciples again, and he said to them, when I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. Then he said to them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack, and he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. So, I know this verse has in the next verse, 37, it says that this was I don't know if it was just the swords, or, but this was for the fulfilling of a prophecy here. But I think he wanted them to learn that where their provision came from, and that they didn't lack anything when they didn't take money. But now he was telling them, it's okay to take a money bag along. It's okay to take a knapsack. It's okay to take a stick or sandals. Just know that your provision comes from God. So the thoughts that Mike was sharing, if I can share them the way he did, and I probably can't, so might bungle them, was that. That we have to give up everything. We have to, whatever it is that you think is yours, whatever you have, you know, whether it's your business, your house, like you have to give it up. Not literally put it on the auction and sell it, but you have to give it up. Like, it's no longer yours. And then, after you've done that, God, we need to seek God, and God will tell us what we can have, or God might tell you, okay, you can have your farm or your business, and to use for the kingdom of God. And but then it's no longer yours. It's God's. And as I was thinking about these thoughts, I thought about what kind of person is it who doesn't who doesn't have any possessions to sell? And I thought, isn't it a servant or a slave? Because everything they have is their master's, and that's what we're called to be, servants of Christ, slaves to Christ. Whatever we have is actually our master's. He gave it to us. We only use it, we are to use it. We're to be faithful with the things that He's given us. Thought about the parable of the talents. And maybe I'll just read that one. It's in Matthew 25. There's a lot of I think there's a lot of scripture that talks about us being servants. And so when we look at it like that, like we don't have any property rights, so to speak, or we shouldn't own any property as if it were our own. I don't mean that like literally in the sense of titles and things like that, but just as it says in Acts that the Christians there, neither did any of them say that any of the things that they had was their own, but it was for the good of everyone. Matthew 25. Just read that. Verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. So that's us, hopefully. I mean, we want to be his servants. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents.